Today's Valero Alamo Bowl press conference will feature both head coaches, Kansas State's Bill Snyder and UCLA's Jim Mora. Coach Snyder will start with an opening remark about bowl week and tomorrow's game.
Well, it's as most of the players on both teams would probably tell you, they're anxious to play and it's time to play. It's been a long time since the last ball game for both of our programs. We're just honored to be here, pleased to be here. Wonderful opportunity to play against what I think is a tremendously talented football team in UCLA and extremely well coached. I think our players, our practices themselves have gone reasonably well. And as I said, I think our guys are just anxious to play, and hope they get some rest and make sure that they get their minds right, and that's our job as coaches, I guess. So.
Coach Moore?
Well, first of all, I want to thank the city of San Antonio for welcoming the UCLA Bruin Nation. We've had a great time here, very welcoming, very warm. I'd also like to thank Valero and the Alamo Bowl Committee for inviting us and congratulate Coach Snyder on a great year. It's truly an honor for us to be able to play such a great program as Kansas State and measure ourselves against one of the top teams in the country. And I think we're anxious to do that. We've had a good week of practice. The young men are focused. They're anxious to play. I look forward to an exciting game, a well-played game, two teams that I think play with a lot of integrity and class. And it'll be a tooth and nail battle. And as I said, I think a great measuring stick for where we are as a program playing against such an established program as Kansas State. So I look forward to tomorrow night and all the excitement that it brings. And just want to say thanks again to the city of San Antonio.
If questions, could raise your hand to the microphone. Actually, Coach Moore, can we start with a social media question? It said, you talked about great admiration from Coach Snyder. Have you learned anything, coaching takeaways from your interaction this bowl week, or anything that you can put in your bag of tricks?
We've had a couple of chances to interact, and we haven't necessarily spoken about X's and O's or philosophy, but just in general, observing a legend gives me a chance to learn. I've been very fortunate in my career to be around some tremendous coaches and tremendous administrators, and I'm sitting next to one of the finest that college football has ever known. And I've enjoyed watching him deal with the media, deal with his players, listening to him speak to the crowds. And I think that, I'm always in a position to learn, and I try to do so.
Yes, Coach Snyder and Mora, Jerry Briggs from the San Antonio Express. And first of all, thanks for, being with us here on New Year's Day. Happy New Year. I wanted to ask y'all, we've seen a lot of great games here in the history of this game. Some tremendous offensive shows in particular come to mind. RG3 a few years ago put up about 67 points or something. And, it was a fantastic game that way offensively. You two guys have some pretty good offenses. What type of game do you think is in store for fans this year?
Well, I have no idea. Sometimes our offense has been pretty good. Maybe there's maybe not as consistent as you would like all the time. I would imagine Jim feels the same way. If we have two good offenses, then we better play some defense on both sides of the ball. I think all of it. It's the same thing that you would say. Ball game and in and ball game out is. You've got to do the things that give you a chance to win. We can't afford to turn the ball over. I'm sure UCLA feels exactly the same way. I think we have to be good on our special teams. I'm sure they feel the same way. And, defensively, you can't give up those big plays. Same things you hear, week in and week out, but they're all true. They all manifest themselves into winning or losing, I think.
I think it's hard to predict what kind of game you're gonna see. But I know you'll see two disciplined, well-coached, hard-playing teams. I know this, when you look at Kansas State on defense, they're extremely sound. They play very well. It's going to be tough to get yards and points on them. We've done some things well offensively this year, but we've still, I think, are searching for a little consistency throughout an entire game. So that will be one of our goals. And as Coach said, you know, one of the keys is protecting the football, you know, blocking people up, getting the tough yards, and there'll be tough yards against this defense.
Coach Moore, we had a question on now your third bowl game. Talk about what your experience was and how you changed from year one to year three and how you've treated bowl week.
Yeah, I don't have near the experience as the man to my right has in terms of, well, anything, but particularly bowls. And so every year is a chance for me to learn how to handle the week more efficiently, prepare our players better to be ready to go at kickoff. We've tried to mirror as much as possible what we have thought was successful for us in the last two bowls through the week, most particularly last year at the Sun Bowl. Really what you try to do is create as much normalcy as you can in an environment that's really, you know, not normal. And I think that at this point in time, after the luncheon, you know, things then settle into the typical routine that you have created through the season leading up to kickoff. And so that's our objective.
Coach Schneider, two-part question. Number one, how many more years do you plan on being head coach at Kansas State?
I have no idea. And how did I know you were going to ask that question? Right. For those of you that are not local in Manhattan, this is the master of the question down here. He's always got one that I never want to deal with. So,
number two, then, in that case, we're just curious, what keeps you young in this game? What keeps you going?
Trust me, I'm not young. You know, Jim said he. Certain things that he didn't have that I have. He's got everything that I have with the exception of 100 years, you know. I mean, it's he does everything extremely well, so he's not lacking for anything there.
Jim, kind of along the same lines, when the 49ers job opened up earlier this week, there was immediate speculation that they might contact you. Have you been contacted, and if so, would that be of interest to you to listen to them about what they might offer?
You know, I prefer to concentrate on this game tomorrow night at 5:50 against Kansas State University. I think that you do everyone a disservice that's put so much into this season and gotten to this point. If you think about anything other than the task at hand, and the task at hand is kicking off and playing well against a great Kansas State team tomorrow.